It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE Charlotte's NPR News Source. I'm Marshall Terry. On this day, we remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his legacy in the civil rights movement. We also want to remember the people who helped him and continued his legacy. In Charlotte, one of those people was a dentist named Reginald Hawkins, a graduate of Johnson C. Smith University. He helped desegregate CMS. When Dorothy Counts arrived at Harding High School in 1957 as one of the first black students to integrate all-white schools in CMS, Hawkins was by her side. As a member of the NAACP, he worked with another Charlottean, National NAACP Chairman Kelly Alexander Sr. Their efforts led to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that busing would be used to integrate CMS schools. He also led efforts to desegregate Charlotte Memorial Hospital, now Carolina's Medical Center. Hawkins' notoriety gained him followers and staunch opposers, a reality that culminated in his house being bombed, as were the homes of Alexander and two other black leaders in Charlotte. Hawkins spoke about the bombing and his activism in a 2001 interview for UNC Charlotte's Civil Rights and Desegregation Collection.
It was rainy, misty, November 22nd, 65, 2 years after they had assassinated President Kennedy on the same day. And they were trying to get that bomb on my bedroom. They knew whoever was. They knew where all of our bedrooms were.
The bombings didn't stop him. In 1968, he ran for governor. Hawkins was the first African American to run for statewide office since Reconstruction. Reverend King was helping him.
Martin was killed on the day that he was supposed to have been with me on the campaign, April 4th, 1968. We got a call from his office. They telegram is there in the papers stating that they wanted to postpone it because of the fact they were having trouble in Memphis.
He received a call that evening that King was killed. Soon, riots broke out nationwide.
My people, Ben Chavis and all of them, called me and said, should we burn Charlotte down? And I said, no. Reverend Dr. Ray Worsley, Ben Chavis, and all of them will tell you that. I saved Charlotte. And Charlotte would have been the main target if I had given the word. And I was nonviolent at that time. And I said, this does not jive with my nonviolent philosophy.
Hawkins says he first brought Dr. King to Charlotte in the 1950s.
We were very good friends, very close friends. Came out of the same mold of theology, you know. And Graf Abernathy, Y.T. Walker, John Lewis, all of us, Young Turks at that time, and they would call me the philosopher. Jesse Jackson, as I told you, called me the Daniel and called Martin the Hosea.
And when he wasn't fighting racial injustice, Hawkins stayed busy as a dentist and a preacher.
I don't know how in the world that I did all that I did, but it came from organization, and that's how we were able to do it. Some of my friends in the United Presbyterian Church said, I took Wednesdays off, you know, said, look out for Wednesday, because that's when it's going to be, and hell's going to break loose.
Hawkins died in 2007 at the age of 84. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR News Source.